The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We spent game six of the playoffs at a gay sports bar. Happy Pride Month! Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Otto has been DJing all over the country, and I've just been hopping along with him. And we happen to be in L.A. in West Hollywood. And he's like, let's walk around. Let's look for something to eat. So I'm like, WeHo? Oh my gosh, let's do it.
So I start Googling places and I'm like, oh, I got to find a sports bar. The game's on. I want to watch the Spurs the OKC game. And I 4.7, I'm like, oh, we got to find this place.
Great bar.
So, it's a sports bar. So I walk in, there's TVs everywhere. I'm like, this place is amazing.
Yes.
And they're going to have great food. And then I started noticing all the pride flags. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Noticed the servers.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is definitely a gay sports bar.
The servers were very, very in shape.
Yeah.
Very tiny shorts. Very tan. All the gentlemen had very little shorts. It was like the 1970s basketball shorts, you know what I mean? they had tank tops. And nobody would wait on me. They would just wait on Otto.
Literally. Nobody even paid attention to Dana. I'm not gonna lie. I felt kind of sexy.
Yeah. And we had the best food. We had the best time. Here's the kicker, though. Game's on, right? All of a sudden, game's turned off. And this show called Hacks comes on. And I'm like, what's going on?
Well, first of all, it was a blowout, so they turned it off. And I was like, okay, I kind of understood that. But when they put on this show, I'm like, why are they putting on this TV show?
And then there's only one TV left with the Spurs versus OKC on. And I'm watching it. Meanwhile, Otto's laughing. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? He's like, show Hacks is pretty good. I'm like, what are you doing?
That show is amazing. I've never seen it before.
I'm like, what happened to watching the game? He's like, I don't know. This is really good.
So they definitely put me onto a show called Hacks, which I will be watching from here on out.
Yeah, we're going to have to get HBO Max for that. Sometimes you walk into a place and you never know what you're going to get. We got such good food. Oh, you ever go into a bar and you wonder, is the food going to be okay? And then you end up having one of the best meals you've ever had. That was the experience here.
Oh, really?
It was that good, dude.
That good of bar food, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Can you imagine, though, being at a sports bar and them cutting the game to put on a TV show?
Yes. If I'm at a bar that you guys are describing right now, then I could foresee that happening, dog. They don't care about Wemby or the Thunder at all.
Well, they cared about Thunder, but not in that kind of way. We had one of the best times ever, though. It was so much fun. And then Otto DJed in Chicago. That was wonderful as well. We just did a little hop, skip, and a jump around.
It was a busy weekend, but it was a fun weekend.
Yep. And tomorrow night is game one. All I got to say is go Spurs, go. All right. Anthony A., National Day.
We have National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Rotisserie chicken?
Yes.
What can you do with a rotisserie chicken? I can make so many meals out of one. Enchiladas, tacos, chicken salad, chicken dip. I do all sorts of things.
There's this place called Chomps, and they're celebrating National Rotisserie Day with a rotisserie-style purse.
Can anyone in the studio say rotisserie?
Or rotisserie.
What's next, Anthony?
And we have National Leave the Office Early Day.
We're about to, because nobody can talk, and that's what we're supposed to do for a living.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So there's a bride named Jordan on Instagram. She's dancing with her father, Lou. It's the father-daughter dance. And everyone at the wedding, all the wedding party and the guests are standing around them. And there's tears flowing because this is the father-daughter dance. It's beautiful. And Dad Lou has a surprise for his daughter, Jordan. When she was 4 years old, he asked her to describe her wedding.
Tell me about your wedding.
My wedding is going to have fun.
Now we're going to stop it real quick because then the dad asks her, who are you going to invite to the wedding? And this is her answer, as every single one of these women, they were little girls at the time, is in shock because they're at the wedding.
Gracie?
Uh-huh.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Penny?
Yeah. One more.
So wait, all her friends are there?
Gracie, Rachel, Kylie, and Sarah all at the wedding. And then here comes the most miraculous part. The father of the bride then asks his daughter, Jordan, about her future husband, the man she's going to marry. He says, what's his name? And this is her reply.
Max!
Oh my gosh. Her husband, Max, is standing there and he just starts bawling. He's bawling. The whole place.
I can't believe they got that on video.
Is in tears. Well, I don't know if it was video because to be honest, you could just hear it. I think he was just recording it.
Oh.
And remember, I'm thinking to myself, she's four. And all of this came to fruition. Everything. But the most miraculous, I mean, the friendship. I mean, obviously, I don't know anybody.
Yeah, I don't remember when I was four. Anybody from four, no.
But the most miraculous moment is, tell me what your husband's name is. And she says, Max. And she marries a man named Max. And she'd forgotten. So she's crying. Dad's crying. Max is crying. I'm crying as I'm watching the video. Crying on the internet with strangers again.
I would say that's absolutely crazy. But I've told you this before. When I was 17, I went to go see a psychic. And the woman...
Wait. You seriously?
I went to go see a psychic. I was with my girlfriend at the time. I went to go see a psychic. And she told... We did separate psychic readings. She wanted to do it. And she told me, you're going to marry a woman named Dana. And I only knew one woman named Dana at the time. Or no, I knew two. And I was like, I'm not marrying either one of those women. I'm not interested in either one. And just kind of forgot about it. Didn't bring it up because she didn't say my girlfriend's name.
I'm getting nervous right now. Like, I'm holding the cord to my headphones. She said you're going to marry a woman named Dana when you were 17 years old?
Yes. Then I didn't bring it up to her because, of course, she didn't say I was going to marry her. So it was like...
You never told your girlfriend?
No, I didn't tell her that part. But then when she came out, she did a palm reading on me later. And she was like, told me all these things about my life. And most of them have come true.
That is not weird.
Dang. So she accurately predicted your wife, right?
She accurately predicted my wife, who at the time I did not know and had no idea who she was.
Well, obviously I didn't know you. Yeah. You act like I'm not in the room.
I didn't meet you for another almost 8 years later.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of lonely people going, automatic, where is she? Where can I find
her?
It was on Cerrillos Road in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
No, every Monday here with What's Your Sign with Sirmati. No, I'm just kidding. That's kind of crazy. I don't know if this is true, but some people believe destinies are, you don't know it, but that
it's written in the stars.
I don't know that I believe that. I think you make choices. I think, you know, we make choices that change our
lives. I'm just telling you my experience. And
that is
this little girl telling us all about Max, I don't know.
Yeah, and honestly, how many other people you know named Max? I don't know any Maxes anymore.
I don't either, except dogs. That's what I was going to say.
Actually, I know another Max.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm trying to think, because obviously I didn't do a father-daughter dance because, you know, I feel like my stepfather now is definitely my dad. But at the time, it was a little different, like my relationship with
him. It was early,
you know,
yeah.
It grew. Yeah, my relationship with him has grown. He's definitely my dad. I just call him dad now. But Otto, I'm not sure you did the son-mother dance, or if there, I don't know if you planned one or you had one.
Did I do it?
I think you were supposed to, but you did too many shots, and so I think a lot of that
was the other thing about our wedding. Yeah. It was a party. It was more a party than like a traditional wedding.
Well,
I would
for
say.
One of us, it was a party.
It was an amazing time. I was hungover for like 3 days.
Seriously, I remember that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Diddy sex tape has leaked. According to various outlets, including Complex Magazine, these allegations are true, and we're going to talk about it right now. What was in this video? Who was in this video after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A?
We have comedians Joe Coy and Awkwafina celebrating their birthday, and Andy Cohen also celebrating his birthday.
Love him. Okay, 50 Cent is reacting to an alleged leaked sex tape of Diddy and Daphne Joy. This is the woman that...
And another man.
Well, hold on. Daphne Joy is the mother of 50 Cent's child. And there's another man named Sly Diggler also in the video. Okay. I cannot confirm nor deny that this is Diddy, but he's hung like a horse, a seahorse.
Oh! Ho, 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 ho.
And I'm not exactly sure... If it's him, if it's him, I'll be so ashamed right now.
It explains so much about Diddy. What?
Good Lord.
Yeah, it just,
Honey, I that popped up on my timeline. I said, pop that down.
No.
Don't want to see it. Don't want to be around it.
The first time I saw it, I was on the plane, and I was like, what is this? And I clicked on it,
nothing.
And I was like,
It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Cassie, what was you doing? Okay.
That's why he was bringing other people in, though.
Obviously, right? Yeah. He was doing nothing. He can't do anything. You know, 50 Cent is responding by saying this is more hurtful. You know who's really hurt? He's like, I'm not hurt. My son is hurt. That's the only person that is hurt, my child, because now we have his mother out here and this and that is, you know, I agree with 50 Cent. I agree with him too. I'm not a huge fan of his antics oftentimes. I think he's definitely a troll. He likes to stir stuff up. But when it comes to his stance on Diddy, I stand with 50 Cent all day. All day. He called it from jump. He was never glazing Diddy. It was never like, oh, Diddy. He never. He read him for who he was from the beginning and didn't want nothing to do with him.
In every single interview, he's been calling him out on his predatory behavior for a long time. I'm not saying we owe 50 Cent an apology by any means, but 50 Cent has not missed with this from the beginning.
No, you're right. And he sat down with Robin Robbins, Good Morning America. I forgot about that, Aunt. And she asked him, well, don't you think that you're doing this documentary because it's personal? And this was 50's answer.
What they consider a pre-existing beef, right, for 20 years, is me being uncomfortable with him suggesting that he takes me shopping. And it's not personal. This is why it never resulted in me doing anything to him or him doing anything to me.
See, what he meant by he wanted to take me shopping, he wanted to take me out, Diddy was trying to groom 50. 50 was like, I recognize this. No, sir. It's not happening. And I'm glad that Diddy is paying for what he's done to many people. I always believe in second chances. You know, let's see what it is. But I don't know that you can change a man like him. Well, I know you can't change nothing that's happening beneath
the belt. No, you can't change that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jay-Z just dissed Drake. He dissed Kanye West. He dissed Nicki Minaj. And we're going to play some of those excerpts for you right now. And we also have our own hot takes, okay? We're going to get into it after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
Comedians Awkwafina and Joe Coy celebrating their birthday. And the one, the only, Mr. Andy Cohen celebrating his birthday.
Jay-Z was in Philly performing with The Roots. And he takes the stage and he kills it, does all his classics. But it's his freestyles that are really making noise. First, of course, we're going to have to talk about him dissing Drake. Check this out.
My next update, the jig is up. I'm up 10. Wrong chart, champ. You got to look up again. Look up the hole. I never looked up to them. Crackers got your publishing gangster. Go talk tough to them. Don't talk success to me. You niggas is workers. In perpetuity is how your contract is worded.
Basically, Drake, you signed a contract. It's on you. Don't say I look up to you. It's never going to happen.
Well, that was in response to him saying that he wouldn't take the meeting with Jay-Z. He would rather take the $500,000.
Oh.
Well, I would too.
I think it's a win for Drake. It plays into the lure that it's him versus the whole industry. And for Jay-Z to break his silence and speak towards Drake, I think it's honestly a win for Aubrey.
I don't even know if everybody's aware, but I know Jay-Z and Drake made up somewhat. And Drake, had him jump on a song and all that. But there was a moment that Jay-Z was very upset because Drake didn't sign with him, didn't sign with Tidal, and he went with Apple instead. So there's always going to be competition because Jay-Z sees himself as the best.
And that's what he was saying, too. He was like, we're not on the same level. Business-wise, they're not. Albums-wise, Drake has passed him.
Well, Drake's passed just about everybody in the hip-hop game right now. There's nobody on his level. There's nobody on Drake's level. You can love him, you can hate him, you can call him whatever you want to call him. There's nobody doing what Drake is doing, and it's going to be a long time before somebody does. Let's hear the diss that he did to Kanye now.
Y'all thugs with y'all thumbs again. Everybody think they're the ones insane. You're no maniac. Watch y'all saniac in my presence shrink.
So all those things that Kanye was tweeting about Jay-Z's children, he's like, you won't say that in my presence. You did it on Twitter. And that's it. That's one of the most there's a lot of disappointing things that Kanye has done, but that's definitely one of the most disappointing, talking about someone else's children.
Yeah, I always feel like kids are kind of off limits. He also had a line before that line where he said that you're trying to get under my skin and ask on how I did him.
That goes way back to the 90s.
Yeah, where he basically finally did a bit that he stabbed on Rivera.
So you think he would, like, was that a threat to Kanye?
It was a threat to Kanye, yeah.
A volatile threat?
Yeah, it was a real threat.
I don't think Jay-Z means that, though, right? That's like, I don't think he would do that. No.
I mean, yeah, Jay-Z in the 90s is very different from Jay-Z in 2026.
But somebody talking about your kids can make you crazy. You know, that's what he's saying. You think you're crazy, come around me and say that, and we're going to see crazy. And then finally, the Nicki Minaj diss.
That lady back on the stuff, she sound like she in love with him. Her kid can't even take their kids. Enough of them. A rapper can't be my eye. I got MAGA Republicans. Them shots came from the very top of the government. Good luck with them. I'm governed by God.
That beef goes back to Nicki Minaj claiming, alleging that Jay-Z owes her money, $10 million plus dollars. She wants that with interest. But have they gone to court? Has anything been filed?
I think it's only just been stuff that she's written on Twitter, but he's saying that she's on coke again and then
oh my gosh.
And then it was also a shot at her husband. He was a registered sex offender.
You know, she's still the biggest female rapper in the world. You can love her or hate her. And I don't like her stance right now. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I like anything that she stands for at this moment. But you can't take that away from her.
No, you can't. And but no matter what, I don't think she wants it with Jay-Z. I don't think any of these people want it with Jay-Z. And as far as battle rapping,
I think you're living in the 90s.
I think you are living in the 90s.
Otto.
I will say this. Jay-Z's going to have an album that comes out very, very soon.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, there's no way he's getting this all off his chest and then just letting it be. He's going to put out an album. He has to.
Well, last one was 444.
We're not going to get a 444 again. I think we're going to get rapping Jay-Z again.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Molly Hightower has figured out how to fill his car up with $3. And what? He did it by modifying a Barbie car. And he moves around town in his Barbie car. And police don't even bother him. How did he do it? So here is Molly Hightower talking to CBS.
Gas is getting too high, so I got to do what I can. I can't do my regular cars. I got to do my little mini cars. So if I can get $1, I'll pump six.
Gas has always been an issue. It goes up, it goes down, things like that. But this time is when I'm actually starting to feel it.
One word for Molly Hightower, genius.
I was going to say, is this man a genius?
He is. He has to be. And the fact that he's figured out a way, like he said, authorities don't bother him. He only spends a $3. But, you know, the mention
The one downfall is that he is driving around in a pink Barbie cart, basically.
Well, his name is already Molly. So,
Anthony.
I'm looking at a picture of Molly right now, and he doesn't look like the kind of guy that would drive a pink Barbie cart.
He's a very manly man.
Yeah, he's a very manly man.
We are going to post this up. You can go to at Dana Cortez Show on the story. I just think that with everything going on, we've got gas prices that are outrageous. We have clothing prices that have gone up. Groceries.
My $20 order went to a $30 order, went to a $40 order.
It's just absolutely insane the amount of money. I don't even remember the last time Otto and I, no, we did. We just found steak on sale. And we went and bought 3 steaks. And they're in the freezer waiting for a special occasion.
Have you guys tried buying batteries lately? Oh,
no.
My God. For like a regular 4-pack name brand, Duracell or Energizer, it's like double A's are running like $12, $15.
Why?
I don't know. I put my old ones in the freezer. I started doing stuff my grandma started doing. I ain't buying those.
That's what you have to do.
It's in the fridge, Aunt. In the fridge, not the freezer.
Whatever.
Oh, well, that's probably why they don't work.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, if you just turned the radio on a little earlier, I asked the question, do you recognize this TV show?
Come on down. You're the next contestant up.
And we got a call immediately. Hi, Megan. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Name that TV show.
The Price is Right.
Come on down. You are the next contestant. Did you watch that when you were little?
Yes, we always watched it, me and my family. We still watch it to this day, actually, the reruns.
That we do, too. It's one of the best shows ever. When I was little, I watched it incessantly when I was sick. But The Price is Right just made history with Vanessa McCaskill.
What did
she
they do?
Won $240,000.
That's got to be the most
worth
ever.
Of cash and prizes it is. And this is the moment it all happened, Otto.
$227,500, and number 8 is a mother-daughter trip to Morocco!
Gosh! Oh my God! I'm fainting
right now. That's a prize worth $12,650! Look at that. $240,150. Vanessa, nice job. Almost a quarter mil.
I feel like screaming too. Oh my God! I'm watching her. I thought, this woman's going to have a heart attack.
Obviously, she won. She got to the showcase.
Showcase. She won everything at the bottom.
Did then she hit the 10,000 on the wheel?
Everything she went to, she won the highest that you could get to. And they just never seen or done anything like it, which was super exciting. But I wonder if the people at the top were like, what's happening?
The producers
right now?
Are like, we're going to have to sell a lot of commercials,
yeah,
guys.
Who rigged the game? You remember when you were little, I used to, like, if I was sick, and I loved school, so if I stayed home, it's because I was sick. That was what kept me company.
I loved it because you could play along with it. I mean, I still, to this day, want to be on the Showcase Showdown.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
I would be so disappointed in myself if I bid over. Because if you bid over, you lose automatically.
One of our best friends actually got on, and he was the last one. And he played the whole, I bid $1, Drew.
Yes.
Yeah, he was way off. I was like, no!
He didn't get to get up on stage, but he did get down to the actual seat. Which
he did.
He's the only person I know that's ever done that.
I always loved Plinko. That was my favorite. Or the little man. Yo, you know what I'm talking about? That was good. Anthony, what was your favorite game?
I watched Judge Judy. Yeah, I wasn't much of a Price is Right person myself.
Anthony has something against Bob Barker.
Well, we all have something against Bob Barker, but that's another show.
And I'm not going to go into too much detail, but my opinion was already censored, okay? So...
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.